You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect. An ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension. Like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones. Coming to you from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, we're live. It is the 18th day of August 2013 on this Sunday. Edition. Again, thank you so much for joining us. I didn't take any calls on the Friday broadcast, the weekday show. I promised to take a lot of phone calls today. That probably means I'll get to five or six in the next 2 hours. Seriously, I'm going to open the phones up for your specific wild card questions for Alex Jones. That's yours truly. If you're a new listener, on any subject you'd like to call in on, I will attempt to go to your phone calls and take your questions. I'll give the number out. The phone system's not open yet. I'll give the number out at the start of the next segment. And from the third segment at about, 19 after or so, to the end of the two-hour transmission, so that's about an hour and 40 minutes of the broadcast, I will take nothing but your phone calls interspersed with little schniblets of important news. When one watches the meltdown of Egypt taking place, it's like trying to describe a football game to people that don't speak English and who have no hearing, no vision, no taste. Almost like a blind brain in a jar. And I don't mean that in a sardonic, condescending way about the general public. They just aren't into the narrative of how geopolitics has worked and the globalist policies in the Middle East and what the endgame strategy and stratagems are. And so it's like trying to describe to someone who's never heard of football, never seen football, never seen civilization, what's going on. And I use that analogy because people that watch football know everything about it and who the quarterback's married to and where they went to college and what their statistics were their freshman year, and what their favorite soup is. And they show off to each other knowing all the details. So that means they're not even so much stupid as they are ignorant about what's really important. Now, I'm not knocking folks that like football. I've been a football fan myself and come from a football, family. I'm from Texas, folks. I mean, come on, that's the real state religion down here. But when you've got the real game going on around you, you stop caring about stuff like that. There's just too many big fish to fry. And so I have faith in the public because if they can figure out baseball and football statistics going back 50 years, the general public can figure out politics, geopolitics, and how it really works. But I'm going to try to just in a gestalt here, in a basic boil down, a sketch, tell you what's really happening in the Middle East. And this is not my opinion. This is in all the scholarly papers. What I'm telling you is well known like the sun coming up in the morning, as I say. But it's not known by probably 90% of the public. I mean, I got to say, our listeners know it. 0.1%, political analysts know it. But our media is acting like this train wreck's happening, and they don't know what's going on, and they know full well. So I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into the newest NSA news, calls to kill Julian Assange by Pentagon propagandist at Time Magazine, and more. It's a big broadcast lined up for you today.
Dozens of... For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
KMON, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're going to have wide open phones on this live Sunday worldwide transmission. It is the 18th day of August 2013. We're here weeknights, of course, with the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com. I have the daytime weekday show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, the radio broadcast on over 160 affiliates, and then back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, the toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday edition. It's going to be a wild card type show where you can call in with any question or comment for old Alex Jones, and that's me. Thank you so much for joining us today. The toll-free number, you're going to need it, 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. That's different than the weekday show number because we produce the entire little broadcast right out of Austin, Texas with the Sunday show, whereas the weekday show, we have some of the folks up in Minnesota where the GCN Radio Network is based flipping some of the switches. But great job to all of the crews, our sponsors, affiliates, and number one, the good Lord above. But most importantly, when you talk about mere mortals, listeners and supporters and viewers watching us right now like you. Okay, we're going to open the phones up. They're open right now. People are calling in. And I'm going to take calls for over an hour of the transmission starting next segment. We're only here 2 hours on Sunday, 3 hours weekdays. There is just so much amazing news. Let me control myself and be well-behaved. Let's see if I can do it. And just mention the headlines I have here to get to. Egypt expert, the old guard is back in power. Egypt crisis, tent standoff at Cairo Mosque. It's thousands dead now in the last few weeks of clashes. Egyptian death toll again continues to rise. President Obama calls for cooperation. Rand Paul pushes for an end to aid. Morrissey supporters jump off bridges to avoid being shot. That is just some of the news we're going to be breaking down. Egypt mulls ban on Muslim Brotherhood as it calls for a week of further protest. I love how they call it protest. Firebombing people, shooting people, throwing people off roofs, burning down Christian churches. I don't usually defend militaries as shooting people in the street, but I'm going to tell you the rest of the story on this coming up here in just a moment. What's really behind this? And by the way, this is not my opinion, what's really really behind this. This is on record what's really behind this, and that's what frustrates me about this, is that this is on record, and the mainstream media bought and paid for by corrupt, kleptocratic, basically offshore, crony capitalist, mafia, anti-free market interest will not tell the public what's really happening. It's in the Council on Foreign Relations publications. It's in Foreign Affairs and Foreign Journal put out by the Washington Post. It's in foreign news, but to sit here and watch this designed train wreck, purposeful, premeditated, murder one going on, and to know the same people train wrecking the Middle East are train wrecking us. A lot of good old boys go, good, just neutron bomb the whole Middle East. You don't think the corporate interests running the world won't neutron bomb us if they thought they'd get away with it? To come in and then take over all the resources? They declassified those babies back in the 70s, and Jimmy Carter said he banned them. If you believe that, I got a bridge on the moon I'm willing to sell you. The Golden Gate Bridge, you know, I own that and can sell it to you. And Barack Obama, by the way, cares about you and is a big liberal as well. And I don't want to digress here into sarcasm. The point is that people need to get cynical, but more than cynical, they need to get informed about how the world works. So we're going to be getting into that stack of news. Also, Fukushima apocalypse, years of duct tape fixes could result in millions of deaths, say nuclear experts. RT has the article. It's up on Infowars.com, breaking it all down. Wall Street Journal says Fukushima watch, TEPCO finally gets an official cleanup plan, which experts say could make the original meltdowns of five reactors of the six hit by the tsunami look tame in comparison. It's already roughly 100 times bigger, according to nuclear experts like Dr. Busby we've had on, than Chernobyl in 1986. Radioactive water leaking from Fukushima. Why millions of lives are at stake. Zero Hedge. Mission Impossible. Fukushima scientists brace for riskiest nuclear fuel cleanup yet. That is just some of the reports. Global Research has the headline, Fukushima, Japanese government, big business, and corporate media have tried to hide a grave threat. Nagasaki bomb maker offers lessons for Fukushima cleanup. Bloomberg. That is just some of what we've got in the stack, and I will get to that after I take calls. We've got nuclear physicists like Dr. Busby and others coming up the next week to join us. Let's get Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of the Star Wars program, nuclear physicist, chemical engineer, Air Force officer, everything else you can imagine. Let's get him on with his take on all this as well in the upcoming week. Just calling those plays out to the great crew in there to set that up as I think live on air. That's just some of the news that's coming up as well today. And we are, again, as I said, going to be going to your phone calls at 877-789-ALEX with any of your questions or comments, but I particularly want to take your questions today and see what wild and brain-stimulating directions you take us and what important news items you mention that are usually in my stack, but I don't get to half the time. Also coming up today, WikiLeaks post 400 gigabytes of encrypted insurance data, meaning in case anyone tries to kill them because they're getting death threats. And, of course, Snowden was going to be extradited by Russia, but so many pundits called for his murder, trying to show off to the police state as part of the, you know, the mafia of the media, inside corporations that are tax exempt above the law, and the kleptocrat mafia in government, that the Russians said, no, we're going to give Snowden a 1-year amnesty. And then Obama came out and said, we don't kill anybody. That's ridiculous. We won't kill him. Well, now Time Magazine reporter who called for drone strikes on Julian Assange yesterday faces Twitter backlash. He thought he'd get himself. If you look at this guy, he looks like such a tool bag. Another Mr. Tough guy talking tough about killing people. Let's kill reporters. Let's kill whistleblowers. Senior Time reporter calls for drone strike on WikiLeaks Assange. And he went on to say that he can't wait to cheer the death of WikiLeaks Assange. Look at his tweet right here. I can't wait to write a defense of the drone strike that takes out Julian Assange, says Michael Grunwald. Unbelievable. So we'll be getting into that. Oh, but nobody wants to kill these whistleblowers. By the way, under Bush, under Reagan, under Clinton, under all these other presidents that a lot of people don't like for different reasons, no one ever went after reporters or whistleblowers that reported torture, stealing of money, corruption. Because politically, you couldn't get away with that because you would get politically crucified. You would get politically destroyed. Richard Nixon went after the press and got destroyed. The press lined up against it. Alternative, mainstream, didn't matter. Nobody goes after the press, and nobody anywhere. I mean, you report crime, you get lifted up on shoulders, you don't get secretly arrested, disappeared, you name it. That's what they're doing to people. And go to the front page of InfoWars.com. Look at this reporter who called for him to be killed. The look on his face, the Mr. Tough Guy with the reflected glory of the corrupt mafia that seized our government, talking about, you know, lusting after killing people for exposing torture like WikiLeaks did. What a shame to humanity. What a danger.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Nobody rides for free. Nobody. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live, and I'm sick of the private Federal Reserve, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, and others stealing tens of trillions of dollars of Western taxpayer money and then financing the fake green movement to selectively shut off our power plants and factories that they don't own and control. And every time I turn around, financing RAND Corporation plans to put troops on the streets and get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, very same six big mega banks are in the driver's seat of Agenda 21. They're in the driver's seat of militarization of police. They're in the driver's seat of federalizing education. They're in the driver's seat of tyranny because they want to secure their business model, and they're greedy about it as well. And they're anti-free market. Now, I'm going to go to your phone calls for the next two segments. Then I'll start the final segment of this hour, just in a few minutes, getting into the Egypt news and what's behind it and where that's going to lead. If the globalists have their way, a larger regional war that could kick off World War III. And I'm not the only analyst saying that. A lot of them are saying that. So we're going to break down what's behind that. And then we're also going to look at the domestic police state here. And a known CIA operative, Adam Gadon. You know, you always know Al-Qaeda puts out fake terror threats right after Bush or Obama, who've both admitted they put out fake terror alerts. Governor Ridge went public about 3 years ago in his book and admitted they were ordered to put out fake terror alerts. The New York Times admitted weeks after we did, and then mainstream news in last week admitted that, oh, yeah, those fake terror alerts a few weeks ago, they were fake. They were put out for political gain. That's what's incredible now, though. This stuff even comes out and no one gets in trouble. Oh, yeah, that was fake. And then Al-Qaeda works in unison like water ballet with the federal government. Boy, I take it. You put one and one equals two here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, the government's given Al-Qaeda weapons in Syria and Libya as well. And you got the grandson of an ADL board member, the reported leader of Al-Qaeda worldwide right now. You really believe that the Wahhabist Muslims in Saudi Arabia follow a Jewish kid from San Diego? I mean, you believe any of that? I mean, I got a bridge I'm ready to sell you. The point is, I'm going to get into what's behind all of this. Or maybe I'll even do it at the start of the second hour, because I want to take your calls, as promised. Start of the next hour, I'll break this down and continue with calls. I'm just going to wait, because if I just end up going to it now, I won't do it all in detail. And then we'll get into everything else here. The economic news. The economic. I just invented a new word. Freudian slip. It is very icky. It's economics. Bunch of black fog. You guys, get the domain name right now of economics.com. We're in a race now to get it. They're racing to get it. I'm just joking around here, ladies and gentlemen. I shouldn't laugh about this. It is gallows humor, though, because I just start laughing at Adam Gadon and the other four members are all American trained on record CIA, on record meeting secretly at the Pentagon, Fox News, AP. I'm sorry. It's just ridiculous. It's not just that the story doesn't fit. It's that we know they work for the foreign banks that occupy the Pentagon. We know Al-Qaeda works for them. Am I saying there aren't real Muslim extremists? No, they're out there. And these wars, according to PNAC, are meant to stir them up to actually attack us so the West doesn't have to stage this stuff. And there is a red carpet to radical Islam being rolled out, and they're going to give Europe and most of the world to them. So the threat of radical Islam is real. See, the media always spins it and says, I'm saying it isn't real. Oh, no, it's real. It's real, all right, and the New World Order runs it. So I'm going to explain that and give you the big secret next hour. Makes me so angry. Let's talk to Marco in Italy. Marco, you are on the air from Italy. Ciao, how you doing today? I guess ciao's goodbye. Hello, go ahead. Okay, I just went to the guy in Italy. Did I do it right or did I put him on hold? I've got a new phone system. You guys air them for me. I'm too stupid to run a phone system. Go ahead, Marco. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to call about Italy. I wanted to give you a quick update about Italy, what's happening. what's happening here is pretty crazy. We had
you're being gang raped by the very same central banks.
Absolutely, Alex. But it is crazy. People need to know about this all around the world. He is trilateral Bilderberg plus Goldman Sachs, and he was not elected. Then we had an election, and the election was won by a party that is now not in the government. This party was, it's called Movement Five Star, was created by media, and it is against the establishment, against left and right. So what happened is left and right created a whole government together, which is run by, again, you know, trilateral Bilderberg people, and they're basically technocrats. They lost the election, but they are now in government. There is a covert civil war here. No, but no media is talking about the party who won.
Absolutely. Paul Watson. Absolutely. Paul Watson was just in Italy 2 weeks ago. He took his wife on a week-long working vacation there. And he said that it was basically like civil war in the streets. And even though he was in nicer cities, shops shut down everywhere, people extremely angry, coming up saying, are you aware that we've been occupied by foreign banks? And for those that don't know, in Greece, in Italy, in other countries, they appoint Goldman Sachs European presidents of the banks as your presidents. And they openly have signed you on to their debt, their derivatives. And at least Europeans know what they're under. And so absolutely, I know that Italy has gotten together and come together with the coalition government to try to kick the banksters out. How is that going for you following the model of Iceland that has so far successfully kicked out the bankers? Because remember, they were told that Iceland was $5 billion in debt for 400,000 citizens, but then later they learned 93% of the debt, 93% of the debt in Iceland was not their debt, and was actually Bank of England debt that it gets worse. The Bank of England tried to get the British government to declare every Icelander a terrorist and say they weren't allowed to fly on any British Airway aircraft, but the Icelanders said go ahead and do it and called their bluff. Again, being a terrorist is not giving all your money to foreign banks that bought off your government. Instead, Iceland has arrested more than 20 members, including members of the cabinet, are now in jail for doing this. See, that's the answer, is arresting the criminals. Sir, tell me about what's happening in Italy.
Well, Alex, it is pretty obvious who are awake. Basically, the government is slow-killing the economy. They're raising taxes crazy high, and the banks are not giving credit to entrepreneurs. So the economy is dying. And plus, we have this party who won the election, was the first most voted party in the election, spent 40 times less money than the other parties combined. It was anti-establishment, anti-euro, anti-war. It's been deleted from the media, deleted from the government. So the sad news from Italy is there is no democracy anymore here.
But you guys were able to get a coalition government at first, even though they're trying to block it. The good news from outside, correct me if I'm wrong, is that the people are awake and moving in the right direction.
Well, you know, there is some movement. There is some movement, and this movement, the democratic way, but this democratic way didn't work well. So people are self-organizing.
Absolutely. Listen, good to hear from you from Italy. And I just got to say, from my info, you guys are more awake than we are. So we salute you for at least fighting back. Now I'm going to try to go to calls quicker when we come back. Get ready. We're going to your calls. I don't think I've ever gone to calls for the half hour, but we just did it. We'll be right back.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. All right, we're going right back to your calls. But so many times I say something on air to a caller, and then I think about it after I say it, and I go, that sounds crazy to a new listener. I better actually give people the source. So we have the Times of London and the Daily Mail. Let's pull those up for TV viewers that are watching us at Infowars.com/show on the free video feed. You can also find the free iPhone app, free Droid app, and free podcast at Infowars.com/show, or just navigate into the listen area from the front page. Daily Mail. Icelanders hit back at Brown. I remember this a few years ago when Gordon Brown was the prime minister. Freezing bank assets with We Are Not Terrorists campaign. And they used anti-terrorism laws and declared they were seizing all of their bank accounts that were held in the U.K. And most Icelanders use U.K. bank accounts, and freezing them, getting on airplanes, saying they were terrorists. They responded by suing and by protesting and by actually storming the government buildings, because I guess they are evil, until they were taken off terrorist list. Everyone in Iceland, most of the 400,000 people. Something like 98% were put on a terrorist list. So, see, that's what the whole anti-terrorism grid is to control you. Bloomberg had over 1 million people a year being stopped and frisked without warrants, and a federal court did the right things, it's so obvious, and said that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. So Bloomberg now has ordered police to just threaten people until they agree to it. Well, I can't come to you and say, you know, you better give me that watch. I'm not saying something's going to happen, but you better. That's called racketeering. I've had people in New York, I've only been to New York probably 10 times, and I've had people one time late at night come over and sit down beside me and go, that's a really nice camera. Mind if I have it? And I was like, you really are trying that with me. Rob Jacobson, of course, who grew up there, one of our great video editors and sound guys, and he said that happened to him almost every week. He's a smaller guy going to work where he worked at a sound studio out of college. That's what government does. It just kind of leans on us. And that's what I'm going to talk about after calls in the next hour, is the conversion from a virtuous society into a tyrannical society. And the fact that we clearly are making the fast move into a tyranny. So I want to break down what that means. But now Bloomberg wants everyone who has public assistance to be fingerprinted. See, we told you that was coming. They want you on welfare in the peasant class to then make you waive your rights, to defend yourself, to do anything. So we're going to be breaking that down. But I promise we're going to your calls. Let's go to them right now. Let's talk to Joshua, who's calling us from the former state of California, now a colony of the kleptocratic state of Mexico under globalist control. Joshua, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like the Wizard of Oz out here with the Wicked Witch of the West, Diane Frankenstein. But I wanted to outline something for you that I kind of developed as sort of a wake-up process, if you will. And the reason I really thought this was necessary is an example from a couple Mondays ago or so. You blew up at a caller who was, in a way, kind of like attacking you, but he wasn't really attacking you, but he was very confused. And you scared the death out of the guy by, like, screaming at him. And even the next caller was, like, kind of freaked out. But what I wanted to do is kind of give you a process. So you've got people that are just total zombies that don't have any clue. These are, like, the type of people that Mark Dice typically interviews out in Southern California. They don't even know what planet they're living on. They're lucky if they know their own name. So there's those kinds of people that need to really kind of start, like, just sort of learning about everything or anything.
I mean, it's like a person who's been in a car wreck and brain damage. You've got to reteach them everything. And look, one of my uncles was in an automobile accident or motorcycle accident, was in a coma for 6 weeks. They wanted to unplug him. He came out of the coma. And it took him about 10 years, but he came back almost to where he was and has great kids, family, runs a business, has been very happy for 30-something years since the motorcycle accident happened, with his brain hanging out on the pavement. We can do this with the zombie public. You're right, but how do we reach them then?
What I've noticed with the people that are like that, what they need to do is they need to first, the simplest thing is to realize that there is something wrong, like something just sort of feels wrong about the world. Like they just kind of have to start getting that sense of like wanting to be curious about, you know, why does the world just not seem right? You know, like something seems
wrong. Why does half my block have cancer? Why do kids have cancer all over the place when they didn't? But they don't even know that. Like I see magazine ads now, and like a third of the ads are people in wheelchairs and people that weigh 800 pounds. I mean, they're just getting us ready to just kind of fade off into the night of eugenics where suddenly everybody's dying. It's just like, you know, take your shots. It's good.
So then the next step is sort of like, I guess, kind of the beginning of the wake-up process. And this is usually sort of what I like to call it, the left-right paradigm thing. So if you go sort of the path of politics, you know, you pick a side, you're basically sort of Democrat or Republican. You know, that's the left-right paradigm.
So what do you say? There must be something else other than that.
Well, that's sort of the next stage. And the reason you can tell if somebody's there, I would think, like, you know, you could use an example of, like, the a caller that you had one day that was just sort of waking up to 9/11 and was like, why isn't somebody doing something about this? It's because they're still stuck in that stage. They haven't gotten to the next stage, which is sort of once you realize the left-right paradigm, that's sort of like the next a hurdle. You know, once you started getting involved, then you realize there's a left-right paradigm. It doesn't matter whether you go one side or the other. There's always one agenda. That's when you kind of wake up to sort of the new world order.
And the fact that you're being conned and it's all a big illusion. But isn't it just easier if we worry about Fukushima radiation or we worry about cancer viruses in the vaccines, we worry about forced drugging of all combat troops on record so they can take their rights away later, they order them to take drugs, and then later take their rights because of it. Isn't it better just to say racist? Like, if I don't like the soup that the waiter brings out, he can just say racist to me. Or if I don't like the weather, that's racist. Or if I have any thought processes, or if I call for racial unity around the Bill of Rights and Constitution, MSNBC responds by saying I'm deeply racist and a terrorist, as they said last week, with no proof. See, now I don't need to know how to do anything. I just say the word racist. See, what you're saying is too complex, and I appreciate your call, Joshua, but it sounds a little racist to me. Sounds a little fancy talk, okay? I think everything's fine. The government loves us. Let's talk to Sam in Tennessee. Sam, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've been a long-time listener of yours for almost 9 years, and I listen to you every time you're on this show.
That sounds racist.
I just wanted to ask you just two quick questions. One, have you thought about getting David Sardi back on your show for another interview so that you can find out what the state of Tennessee has done to him as far as taking his firearms and his firearms license?
That's a good idea. Yeah, they're persecuting a lot of people. I'll try to get him back on. That's a good question. And I'm glad a caller actually called in with questions for me, because that's good, because we're taking questions today. That's kind of racist, though, that he actually called in on what we talked about. Because, sir, you want to apologize for being racist? Because being informed and worried about America, if you don't like that Obamacare was written by foreign banks to double premiums and rape everybody and bankrupt our great health care system, Kathleen Sebelius said Monday, that's racist, to the New York Times. It doesn't matter if that doesn't make any sense. Isn't it just easier, like a parrot, to say the word racist? Why don't you admit you've been wrong and let's just say we support Obama and we're not racist? How's that sound?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a plan to me.
No. Don't you think the rodeo clown shouldn't be able to put on a mask and run from a bull? Because they say it was a threat that the bull was chasing him. People don't know that bulls chase rodeo clowns. That's part of the exhibition. They don't know that ancient art, you know, that goes back to Spain about 600 years ago of a clown running from a bull. That's racist, too. And of course, they're now going to fine all the rodeo clowns by making them take $500 to $1,000 sensitivity federal classes. Isn't it good that they all have to go under EEOC control because somebody else did something? No. Doesn't that sound like a free country? Because you're not allowed to criticize the president, racist. Do you want to apologize on air right now?
No, I don't.
Tell you what, I'm going to come back to you because I went off into dark satire. Wait, that was racist. The word brown bag, you get fired in Seattle if you say brown bag. By the way, I'm not joking. So I just want to, look, I'm white. That inherently is bad. Should I just go kill myself during the break? I mean that hypothetically. They'll actually send a shrink over here to send me to put me on drugs. It'll actually make me commit suicide. But the point, I'm joking, folks. You know I'll never commit suicide. I'm just being racist. We'll come right back to you, Sam the racist.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, I was joking around with that caller I'm going to go back to right now and then have him finish his point and then try to hurry through other questions from callers. That's kind of what we're doing today is what's your question or quick comment, particularly your question. And we've got the whole next hour coming up after this. But, you know, I just showed you mainstream news articles if you're a TV viewer. If you're a radio listener, I gave you the headline where they said it was terrorism that 400,000 Icelanders went and discovered that 90-plus percent of the debt they've been signed on to was not their debt and was a fraud. So the British government said, you're now terrorists, you can't leave your country, you can't have your bank accounts that are in British accounts. And they just stood up and said no and got their money back. And now they've arrested a large part of the government and have a new government. And that was like a year ago. And separately, MSNBC, and I'm thinking about suing them, but I'm not a litigious person. I could probably win, but I got bigger fish to fry. Plus, they're so discredited. They get up there, they go, Alex Jones is a deeply racist person. And he's the national prophet of the extremist libertarians who were behind the Boston bombing. And by the way, even Glenn Beck's covered this, even Lou Rockwell. I mean, Fox News covered this. Because it's a big deal when they say, Alex Jones is the leader of the libertarians, which isn't really true, and libertarians were the bombers on Boston. Even if you believe the official story, they were Muslim extremists. They weren't libertarians, and they show no proof. I mean, but it's crazy. If you don't want foreign banks looting your pension, you're a terrorist. And if you don't like Obamacare, because that's what they said on the show, you're a deeply racist person. And then they don't show where I say something deeply racist. Everyone knows who listens. I say the opposite. And I've just gotten so much support since they did it. It's like, wow, you people really are pathetic. Maybe I won't sue them. I mean, maybe if they say I'm a child molester, everybody knows they're such liars, it'll help us. I mean, I just cannot believe how bad they are. I mean, they're like the bad guys. I mean, they make Darth Vader look good. I mean, you know, it's just they're so nasty and lying. It's like you're... It's one thing to watch this stuff when you're the subject of it. Like when Rachel Maddow said that I said Obama sent a tornado to kill people and I never said that. And she didn't show a clip of me saying it. She just, and that I believe space aliens live under the UN. I mean, you know, it's like at a certain point, what do you do? What do you do? I mean, it's the meltdown of these people. They're still in control of the government, but they're not in control of our minds. And they're really going crazy in front of us. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to back to Sam real quick in Tennessee. I was joking around with you, sir. Go ahead and make your point quickly.
Yeah, no problem. I just on David Sardi's site or on his YouTube channel, I have actually been following him ever since I heard him on your program. And I watched.
Why don't you briefly tell folks what happened to him so they know what you're talking about?
Well, he went to his doctor. Doctor told him that he needed to take a shot, a vaccine. And he told him that, basically, in other words, that he would rather die than to take that shot.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, that it's funny. That's why I made the joke about, you know, committing suicide when you made that joke, because he just said the figure of speech is I'd rather die than say be a Cowboys fan if you're a Redskin fan or whatever. That figure of speech they used to take his guns, and he was one of the guys on the show Doomsday Preppers. And no, we should get him back on to see what happened to him. A guy with no criminal record that came and took all his guns and all the rest of it. And it shows the persecution that the nanny state's engaged in. I appreciate your call. Yeah, no, that's a really good point, and I'm glad you raised that. But, folks, I had Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs on, who's famous in Rolling Stone articles and part of a big book's written about him that that Michael Hastings put out. It was a three-tour, highly decorated combat vet. I went water skiing with him this weekend, or last week. He had bullet holes all over him. But the point is, he knows his buddy, Michael Hastings, was blown up. And he was telling me the stories that I already knew in the back of the newspaper, but it really freaked me out to hear how they would order him, Staff Sergeant, you order all the men under you to take these hardcore opiates, even though they're not hurt. But why? You're ordered to, don't ask questions. And they would order him to take vaccine after vaccine, but the commissioned officers didn't have to take it. He'd ask why. They'd say, shut up. And then later he found out it was to basically set them all up and say they were drug addicts and take their Second Amendment away later. And then I went and found news articles where they admit all of the Army, all the Marines are ordered to go on the most hardcore drugs so they can then later order them to be on the drugs, but then snap inspect them, do a drug test, and then take their rights. I mean, it's just so evil. You say you support troops all day, folks. They abuse U.S. military like it's going out of style or something. I mean, it is just so amazing how they do this. Or hundreds of thousands of vets have been made to go into a forced psychological screening at the VA. And when they get there, they say, oh, you're a little upset. You're worried about, oh, your back hurts. And then all of a sudden they go, you're ordered to turn your guns in. If they don't, a SWAT team comes. And the people have no criminal record, no nothing. They're disarming vets everywhere, folks. And it's not a court. It's a hired psychiatrist or psychologist who works for the corrupt government who just says your rights are gone. Boom. That's the tyranny we're talking about, folks. And by the way, retired cops, they're doing it to you now, too. All you people think you're part of the system, you are the most hated by the tyranny. Police and military are always gone after by an authoritarian system. So you might want to stand up for the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. It belongs to you as much as anybody. When you have fun trampling somebody else's rights, you're trampling your children's rights, bub. I know it's in style to be nihilistic and not care, but you know deep down that's bad. Join the Republic. Join George Washington. Join the spirit of George Washington, folks. He's waiting for you right now. Because George Washington was following literally in the spirit of Christ. Join Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. Join the Republic. Decide to be a good guy again. And all of your deep-seated problems will disappear like phantoms at dawn. It's a spiritual decision. The fear will leave. The temptation to evil will leave. It is magic. God's knocking. Got to let him in. Let's go ahead and go to another call. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Well, when it comes to the radioactive issue, Alex, there is amazing technology out there. Do a web search of radioactive waste laser decay, where there are a lot of university studies that they found that can speed up the waste.
But how do you aim enough lasers that are hot enough without causing a chain reaction at Fukushima when there's 660-something thousand spent fuel rods there, including plutonium?
Well, that's a good question, and it would be more applicable to radioactive waste that's leaking and, you know, where we know that it is.
By the way, I don't mean to interrupt you, but new listeners join us every 5 seconds. Let me just give you, well, it's every millisecond, actually. We have millions of listeners. Let me just give you this headline for those that don't know. They're announcing in the Japanese papers that they still have meltdowns going on and that they may completely melt down even worse with the fuel rods 2 years later. And so they're looking at something not 100 times bigger than Fukushima, Chernobyl, but 1,000 times or more. So now your point is applicable. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I think Fukushima is such a disaster. I don't see how applicable it is. Of course, that's just a question for an engineer that you might have on in the future. And if I may also raise another point, and that would be the issue of the monetary system, that since we don't have to, we at this level of technology, we would not have to work so hard if usury were outlawed. During the Renaissance, there were countries that were participants with the Bank of Venice who were only working about 15 weeks out of the year at that level of technology to support a family of four. Now, I know robots would make that a lot
easier. No, that's, you've hit the key to the Obama deception, too, that's coming out right now. It's on record that with robotics, we should be working 2 days a week, doing art, literature, raising our mental ability. The establishment doesn't want that. They're going to use robots to leverage out human labor to drive down labor pay so low, you all become vassals, and then you use robots and automation to then put us all on welfare so they can then socially control us to dumb us down towards extermination. So the robot takeover by the technocrats is only one step towards getting rid of the majority of the population. You just hit the big secret.
And that's something that if we were to go back to community currencies, which I'm so glad to hear you advise back on your March 11th show this year, saying true fiat currencies that are open source are what we need to go to when you're speaking
yes.
to
the advisor. And we must only support mom and pops and local businesses like our lives depend on it, because they do, and still use voting with our dollars as we've done in the organic and non-GMO revolution, because that's the biggest threat and why they're rushing to bring in the control grid, because the underground grassroots economy, that's why they're SWAT teaming the Amish, SWAT teaming in Dallas, people with 3-inch grass. That was CBS News last week, because if we get back to basic human activity, it's over for the technocrats. Use technology to educate the masses and go into the matrix while building a emergency escape system that is non-GMO, organic, and truly sustainable, not the UN fake code word sustainable that means post-industrialized system.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.